I think it is exactly the wrong direction for our country right now.
Wisconsin Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin says she and her fellow Democrats will stand up to the president, unlike the Republican-controlled Congress.
In the last 4 years, you have seen a Republican-led Congress that wouldn't stand up to this president, and you're going to see an increase in activity to hold him to account.
Bill Richardson, with Vote No to Cut and Run, says the president is right to send more troops to help the Iraqis take control.
When you look at the Iraqis, they have been lining up and volunteering to be policemen and soldiers, even though they've been bombed while they're standing in line to sign up for it. So they are willing to do the work, but I think we're too impatient that we need to stay with them longer.
The president said this latest plan is not open-ended, but gave no timetable. Steve Burns of the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice says we've had enough benchmarks.
We've had many different milestones in Iraq: handover of sovereignty, the development of a constitution, the election. The president at each eventuality claims that this is turning the corner. I don't think people are buying that anymore. I think they want to know when the troops are coming home. That's the timetable they're interested in.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.